New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Former employee guilty of $17 million in bank fraud.
That's a lot of money.
For elaborate scheme involves falsifying accounts.
Oh, that's fraud, yeah.
Receivable to secure and misuse substantial line of credit.
Yeah, that's a lot of charges.
Yes.
Fraud by deception. There's a lot of charges on that.
Falsifying accounts of other people saying they received the money and they didn't.
Identity theft.
Yes.
Yeah. How much time did he get?
They didn't say yet.
Oh, he must have didn't go to trial yet.
No.
All right, they're going, ooh, that's very into the rest
but
of it.
But listen, he got $17 million.
Yeah, that's
bad, bro. That's bad by itself.
Yeah, I know. $17 million is too high of a number for them not to do nothing to you.
That's right.
They're going to make an example out of
them. Yes, they is.
They can't have people do that. That's too much money. The bank will close like that.
That's right. And the bank will get in trouble.
Yeah.
Because they use the bank, you falsify documents to get people, and they misused it in a line of credit.
Mm-hmm.
Like you went in the grade, they falsified your paperwork so you can get a line of credit. So now they got to deal with that and the people that got this credit.
Right.
All right. It's a scam, just like they say, bank fraud. All right, here's another one. In Tennessee, listen to this. A man tried to rob a gas station, okay, with a 5-foot-long snake.
Wow.
After 2 failed attempts, okay, the snake was around his neck.
Call him Jake the Snake Roberts. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, it's bad enough. He didn't use a gun now.
No, he used a snake.
He's a 5-foot-long snake.
Man, that's just as bad.
Okay. Here's another one. In Philly, a high school discovers over a $2,000 scholarship cash missing as a student 18 years old goes on Xbox.
Oh, you went out. Another quick thing, audience. We're from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That's where the podcast is located. And that's where we're coming from. You went out. We couldn't hear you. You got to read.
Okay, do this again.
Article.
It says, Philly, a high school discovers over a $2,000 scholarship cash missing as a student 18 goes on an Xbox and Google Play shopping spree.
Wow.
He went to DeBose Area High School. He took the money from an unlocked safe.
Uh-oh. Safe should be locked.
Okay.
Why wasn't the safe locked?
They didn't say. They said it was an unlocked safe. He just walked up, took the money out the drawer or the safe.
How much money was it?
Huh?
How much money was it?
$2,000.
Oh, okay.
And he was 18 years old, okay?
Yeah.
Now, he used the money on Xbox and Google Play shopping spree.
He can keep that, but he going to jail. He going to pay that money back.
Now, the money was for a scholarship and art program for the school, and he stole it out of an unlocked safe.
Mm-mm-mm. He's a thief. All right, you can't do nothing about that.
Okay. Here's another theft. Massive fraud exposed $1 trillion of stolen pandemic relief fund by the Lexus Nice risk management. They stole $1 trillion.
Somebody going to jail.
Oh, a lot of people going to jail. That's $1 trillion. That's more than the budget for one state.
So what state was this that they stole $1 trillion?
They said it was, they didn't say the state. But they said that the fraud exposed $1 trillion. They stole it from the pandemic fund. They named the management company. But it was in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
$1 trillion.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
So nobody got pandemic relief money. They sent it to a firm, a management, and they kept the money.
Damn. Well, they going to jail, and that's the government, so they going to answer for that one. But the government don't never lose a case.
Mm-mm. Look at all the money they lost. $1 trillion.
Yeah,
nobody in that.
They did say a lot of money was people but stealing money back then when they was giving out all that money.
That's what I said. The people that's supposed to get that pandemic money never got it.
Mm-hmm.
$1 trillion? Shoot, that's a lot of money. That's more than the budget for one state.
Yeah, that's true.
And then, on top of that, they are arresting a lot of people on bank fraud.
Oh, yeah,
because of the fact they stole money and falsified documents to get more money.
Right, so that's fraud, and that's fraud by deception. And they knew they knew what the penalty was. They told them as they was filling out the application.
Yes. Yeah. And they did it anyway.
Yeah, so now we're going to see. They probably at that particular time didn't care, but I think they're going to care now.
When it's time to lock them up, they're going to care, because all that money they stole ain't going to help them in jail.
No.
Okay.
They might get 20 years for this. You don't never really know.
Yeah, but the money gone. They ain't seen none of that money. They spent it.
Right.
Luxury cars and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Jewelry, clothes, trips. They ain't got none of that money. They can remember, but the good thing about it, they can remember those episodes while they sit in the cell.
Yeah, they can remember them.
Mm-hmm. But I would like to say this, that these teenagers that are shooting one another, they're going to charge the adults.
Hey, they got to come up with something. And Ms. Parker said that some changes was going to come. And she knew all about the violence from the last regime with Kennedy when he had it. So she just, she knew what she was getting into.
Mm-hmm. So. All I got to say is let us not forget the schemes in the store. They found more of those schemes. Things be put in Washington, D.C. now.
Yeah.
They moved to Washington, D.C.
Do it in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, Wawa ain't going for it.
New Jersey is having a problem.
Yeah, but because New Jersey's ones is different than Pennsylvania's. They can't do Pennsylvania's, I don't think. Because the Wawa people go out there and check them at night and in the morning, so they ain't playing that.
Mm-mm. And this was at 7-Eleven. We don't have that many 7-Eleven in Philly.
Not no more. Yeah, they are. But we got one out in a different suburban areas. But I don't know if they having them problems neither out there because they got to, you know.
Well, the word then got around, so now they.
Everybody's aware of what's going on.
Mm-hmm, because they showed that they caught 5 men and they were going from store to store, putting them in the ATM machines.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now the people are aware of the scamming little cards and they are calling the store on it. Now, Walmart is now taking those self-checking kiosk out of the store because last week, if you can remember, the kiosk was asking you to tip them.
Yeah, I remember.
So a lot of people got kind of that, that why should I tip a kiosk?
Yeah, I don't know why I wouldn't tip a kiosk either.
Okay, I got to buy my food. Okay, run it on a machine, and the machine got nerve to ask me to tip them. So who was getting the tip money? The one that's working at the kiosk?
No, the store.
The store? Well, listen, I paid for the food in the beginning. Now I got to tip you for buying my food at that store? That makes sense.
It's like a double dip, but it's possible.
Yeah, but that's why Walmart now is taking the machines out because people are tired and they're not using them.
Yeah,
now, Target got the same thing, but Target says that if you got 10 items, you can only use the machine. So people are buying more than 10 things, and now they got to go to a real person.
Yeah, they don't like that.
So they are avoiding the self-service.
Okay.
And that was it for me, but, you know, we still got a recall on Trader Joe, Basil, and stuff like that, Basil.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Tesla.
Tesla.
Is having trouble with their cars now. So, people got to be aware because these things are a reality check.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it for me. Do you have anything else?
Any news on the war?
Oh, they're still fighting. Now they're saying that, like I told you yesterday, the men is deciding to marry disabled people so they don't have to be put on the front line.
Yeah, I mean, hey. Who wouldn't be on the front line?
Go ahead.
Who wants to be on the front line?
Nobody. Uh-oh. What? You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Well, they have said that Russia is having a problem with that because a lot of the soldiers are just jumping up and they marrying people. And when they get married, you can't put them on the front line because they got a family to take care of.
But that's the Russian people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, well, as long as it's the Russian people.
Well, that's where the fight was in Russia.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, like, I didn't know which world war because I didn't know we were talking about Israel and them, you know what I mean?
I'm talking about the Russian soldiers. They are marrying disabled people. So they will not be put on the front line to go fight, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, they just started that. Let's get married. And they're marrying people. Mm-hmm. So that a lot of the soldiers now can't fight. So what they did was this. They have enlisted women prisoners, put them on the front line.
Whoa, that's what Russia doing, putting women on the front line?
They're emptying the women prisons.
Oh, wow. Well, that's going to be different.
It is different. That's what they did. They emptied the women. They empty the prisons where women at and putting them and making them on the front line. So now they are fighting and the men are marrying disabled people so they can't go. Now that's different. Now see how long the women make out.
Yeah, let's see.
Okay.
Wow.
So
that's strange.
Well, the women were in jail for one thing or another, so instead of letting them stay in jail, they brought them out and said, hey, here's a gun. Get on the front line.
That makes sense to me.
Well, it's better than sitting in jail.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Wow. Now all I have to do is teach them how to shoot.
Yeah, pretty much. That sounds like it. And that's it, right? After that.
Okay. All right, guess it for me.
All right, well, we was expecting guests, but they never show yet. So maybe it's later on or tomorrow. Probably be tomorrow because it's almost 11. But, yeah, I don't have too much to say to the audience. I'm just saying that we are already in April. It was just January. Time is really moving very fast. And in about 10 more days, it's going to be the end of April and May.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to say to the audience, time is not waiting for nobody, and it's moving fast. And if you don't think it's moving fast, start looking at your calendar. Start watching the news. Start paying attention to things that's going around you, and you'll see how fast it's moving, because it definitely is moving. We'll be in June. We'll be in halfway through the year in a couple of eye blinks.
That's right, in a couple of months. Right after May, June, and that's 6 months.
Yeah.
Half the year. But I want the people to be aware that Uber is changing their mind about ridership. They're calling for more verification of people.
Hold on. That's uh-huh. Good. Hold on. Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Just texting.
Hey, Dex.
How you doing?
All right. Do you want to be on the thing? We on it now.
Yeah.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Okay, can you hear us?
Absolutely.
All right, well, Uber is changing their ideas and now saying that you have to have a rider verification before you get in an Uber car.
Yes, they did that because the girl that got killed.
Oh.
Let's remember the girl that...
No, I don't remember that one.
Okay. I was working. I had to wash the windows on my job yesterday.
Okay.
And I'm a little, my voice is a little cracked, but it's all right.
Okay.
It's been a while back. It might even been last year.
Okay.
But anyway, this is what happened. Okay. The girl was drunk. That was the real slam. She went out with her friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
And before I go on, right? Now, when me and my boys used to go out, right? We all stayed together. Unless one of them picked up a girl. So the rule was, let us know where you're going. And we would stop and check out who you with. You going about your business. Because we didn't... That was taboo. No CB. So anyway, right? So they have her on tape, right? Going to this Uber. She thought what it was, right? She asked me because she drunk.
Mm.
So she saw. So now this is how it goes, right? When you're drunk, that's when everybody become bipolar. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm the worst at this. That's why I'm glad. That's why in 1990 I stopped drinking.
Okay.
So I found out when you black out like that, and let me give you an example of what happened, why I had to stop. Now I remember with walking up Hutchinson. Now I remember walking up Loudoun. Now I remember crossing Broad Street. Now I remember getting on the subway. Now I remember walking up Allegheny. Now this one I live on top of the store here on Toronto Street. That's the hooker store there.
Yeah.
I woke up in the morning with stromboli on my chest. Because they used to say that the stromboli was made out of horse meat.
Mm.
So now that I know my genetics, right, that was right now, that's traditional with me because I'm a DNA Native American. So that was on with me. But you're not going to stop me from eating something that's good. That's propaganda, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
But anyway, they showed that you see the girl getting into the car.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, let me tell you something about women. Psychologists say when a man and woman meet, 5 seconds after the woman meets the man, that's going to determine how it's going to go. Okay, how much rap you do? If she's sitting there talking to y'all, it'll determine because she don't want you, she'll walk away.
Okay.
So now, by her being drunk, her conscious mind is trying to get her home, right? So when her conscious mind looked into the car and saw the guy that was driving, her mind accepted it. But Rupert Ben did that. It's been a while now.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, it should have been like, that's the only thing about this country, right? They always do things after the fact. I'm gonna say what. Somebody, right? Because this is after the fact. We're gonna go with that bridge that just came down, right?
Yeah.
Right now, the our East Fall Bridge been standing from since 1898. My point is, it's over 100 years old.
Mm.
But that's the eyeball bridge.
All that means is that
when you look at that bridge, wherever it's connected, it's got a long rod, it's connected with a rod.
Okay.
What they call it, eyeball. We've all been seen it. The only reason I know what it is because I watch stuff like this.
Mm.
Now that bridge that got tore up, somebody's going to jail. But the simple reason is that bridge, because I watched it, the Weather Channel, and I got the chance to see the show, the whole thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anything that you see in slow motion in your eyes, that means it's falling fast because our mind can't comprehend speed like that. So they didn't tell people that they didn't slow it down. They showed the actual impact. The actual impact, like I just said, was in slow motion. But it was falling fast, okay?
Mm.
And not only that, right? The two guys that they claimed was inside the truck, they're the reason why that happened. Because those two guys have been standing outside the truck looking to see what's going on. It's dark.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Just like it's just like when people doing road construction, they got that guy with the flag making 20 miles an hour.
Yeah, the flag.
Yeah, right, okay? That's what them two guys' job was, okay? But they're not talking about it because they're dead, okay?
Yeah.
So they're gonna brush it under the rug. But no, if I was the workers that died in there, finding out that those two guys was in the truck, because I guarantee you that was their job, because that's what Europeans do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They're lazy. You know they're lazy because we're here. All right. I'm not going to go to the brother. You know, I'm not going to go to the brother, but you get my point.
I got your point.
Okay. And now, with that tanker, something else was going on because the guy that, with a tanker, well, now I'm saying something, but with a ship like that coming to the river like that, the guy is called the pilot. The pilot supposed to know the water, like by the back, you know what I'm saying? He guides you in. Okay. Now I don't have no problem doing conspiracy. I do science. Okay. It's a program called About Bridges and a Bridge Disaster, that's what it's called. Modern models got a thing called bridge disasters, okay? They've been studying bridges way back, at least 60, 70 years ago, because the bridge that they built, because they didn't know about wind and bridges. The wind, you probably done seen it, where the bridge be oscillating up and down like that.
Yeah.
All right? That bridge right there looked like it was that. First of all, because I know science, basic science, right? Basic science tell you, right, you do not build a bridge like that because it looks like a record set. Mm-hmm. Like that thing we used to get when we was kids,
yeah.
And you put stuff together, that's a record set. And that's what that looked like to me.
Yeah.
So then what they need to do, find out who designed it and put them on trial. But
yeah.
They're not. You know why? Because they're European, okay?
Okay.
This is how this is going to go. And another lie that you've been told, because I watched Mega Builders, them folks that built real big stuff.
Yeah, I watched it too. I watched them build the London subway.
Right, okay, those are Mega Builders, okay. That's a lot of, that's the world's biggest, whatever they, the crane that they use, okay, that's not the biggest. I've seen the biggest, okay. All right.
How big is the biggest?
Hey, look, bro.
I'm saying the biggest for the audience, so the audience will know how big is
the biggest. The biggest one, right, could do that job in whatever time they say it is in 3 days.
Whoa.
Okay. That's how big it is. Because it's some stuff.
Where is that located at?
You just got to make a phone call. Call them.
Oh, they come out and...
Yeah. Look, bro. You know the rule. Money will buy anything you need.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I watch and see these guys are just like people that build buildings. They on a time limit. Okay. I done seen some real deep stuff go on because they rushed. Trying to get it done.
Right.
All right?
Yeah.
So some people see, they swept, there's already been swept under the rug because they claim, right, that they gonna get the money and that's gonna be end up. When they do stuff like that, that's how you get that slush money. That extra money, you know, that extra money put to the side.
We're gonna give you this over. And the president.
Yeah, right. And you take, the governor, these folks that they born if you're talking, he gonna get ready to get paid because he's playing the game.
Yeah, he's gonna use the emergency fund and plus.
Listen, let me tell you something. That's my point with this country. You don't need no emergency fund. That's infrastructure. Remember you talking about infrastructure?
Yeah, that's what Obama.
Well,
they put out so much money for all the bridges.
Right. So that's infrastructure. You don't need no emergency. Okay, that's a part of infrastructure.
Okay.
And that's what's wrong with this country. They're busy worrying about that nut nigga down there in what's his name? Donald Trump. Get that dude. He in the way.
So
he's in the way. So he's called low. He's running interference.
So are you
same
a
thing.
Biden? Huh? Are you a Biden?
No. I'm just like Killer Mike said. Whatever the policy that you like, that's who you go with.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I don't like no white folks. Okay. Because they're the ones who run the world. They run the world. The world like that, man. Listen to me. And love if you ain't paying no attention to. The woman just said today, right, because I watched the Weather Channel, that Pittsburgh has had 12 straight days of rain, Holmes. When that snow stopped melting in Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, I ain't talking no religion. I'm talking science. Okay? This is what science gonna do.
Okay.
You go to any country in the world right now,
mm-hmm.
Get their Bible, there's a flood scene. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Alright? I just can tell you, this is basic science. Go anywhere you want to go in the world, you find that there's a flood scene. And something else about this country. Every empire comes to an end.
Uh-oh.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And most of them, just like the Romans, the reason Romans fell because they spread themselves thin. This country has just spread itself thin, okay? We all over the world. And Theodore Roosevelt, he's responsible for that. Because look at this food day. When he got the Navy, right? After they told that lie about Samuel Hill, that's a lie. Okay.
What about Samuel Hill? What happened at Samuel Hill?
This is the lie he tells. And if you think I'm joking, you go to the Thomas Edison Museum in New Jersey and ask to see the film that he took of them going up Samuel Hill. But what you're going to find out is, first of all, the horses didn't make the trip. So there was no charge up Samuel Hill. It was a hill. And another lie that he told, he claimed that he had a gun at the Oh, well, slow down. Let's throw this in there. The 8th and 9th Cavalry, better known as the Buffalo Soldiers, they're the first Americans to leave this country to fight a foreign war, okay? Mm-hmm. All right? That's a fact. And when you see the film, you see, and it wasn't for them, they weren't even won. They had 3 battles. But like I said, if you see the actual film of that Thomas Edison took, you see the black guys going up the hill, right? And the white guys running down the hill. All right? That's a lot. Check it out. I really felt Teddy Roosevelt because he started the park system, you know? Mm-hmm. But that's what the author did, bro. This country's been messed up since day one.
So in your opinion, why do you think the country is messed
up? It's not my opinion, it's fact.
No, I'm saying, though, for the podcast, why do you think, in your opinion, the country is messed up?
Because look at it. Look at it. Listen, Holmes. Like I told you last time, go and turn the Fox weather station on. See, one thing about the Fox weather station, you can't tell no lies because you got people lies in there. Out west, he gets ripped up out west. Mm. Tornado, hurricane, and it says April.
Yeah, I thought they didn't come to September.
No, bro, it starts in April. Okay?
Oh, okay.
All right? Okay, it starts in April, and then what comes? And right after April comes hurricane season in June.
Oh yeah.
This country getting mollywopped. Oh, look, bro. That's why I'm glad I moved up on the hill. Okay. It's about to do that. All right.
Okay.
Water runs downhill. I'm glad I'm up on that joint. Folks don't realize it. They better find something to do. If you go into your YouTube right now. Go back to last week when Pittsburgh, all that water, that flash flood was so high, it was up under the bridge. Mm. See, they land around, that's worried about with that dumb nut. I'm calm because that's what he is. Because the Pooka, see, that's like what people didn't even catch right. The movie, I know your mother remember this movie. The movie's called Gaslight. And the year that Trump got out, Marion Webster added that word into the dictionary as a definition, because that's what Trump's doing. He's gaslight, okay? Mm-hmm. Gaslight, this is what gaslight is about. Gaslight is about this guy who tries to make his wife think that she's going crazy. And that's what he's doing. If you come behind this nigga, right, mm-hmm. You're done, you're stupid. I can sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. Mm. And then that's another thing, right? Mm-hmm. This fool said, anytime a man will come on TV and tell you, I could go shoot somebody in New York and I won't do a day. And he's halfway there. The reason that it's taking him so long to get these jurors, because they ask him a question, how you feel about Trump? Anybody would like to raise their hand? Half the people are right. They didn't finish it to the day. And them folks only lied so they could get on the trial.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's what this all. Now we're going to be stuck with this shit. I don't mean to cuss.
No problem.
We're going to be stuck with this.
So you say
what you should be worried about.
You think he's going to be reelected?
He's in the way. He's in the way. And I'm telling y'all now, if they convince him to take Nikki Haley as his vice president, this country's done, because she's going to get 2 terms. The Republicans going to put him in, and all the women going to put it in. Okay? Because, you know, they deserve it. Without women, we wouldn't be here. Without women, passed on the genes, the legacy. We men just show up. We in the way. We really in the way. Because because most men, right, don't have sense to realize that you need a woman, right?
Dang,
without
man.
Her, you wouldn't be here.
They
you know what I mean?
And
most men don't. Dang. I tell you, the only person that get away with that statement is Henry VIII. Because Henry VIII wanted to do the right thing. the right thing was to get divorced, okay? Because the woman wasn't producing him a boy. That's the right thing.
Okay.
He told the Pope, because the Pope, man, he's posted on my nerves, so. The Pope told him that he couldn't get a divorce. He'd be excommunicated. And that's a fact. I got two friends right now that's married, and they won't get a divorce because the state is going to get excommunicated. Who's going to tell on you?
What does that mean?
Excommunicated, that means you get kicked out the church.
Mm.
How you going to kick me out the church when, according to the Bible, right, he wants, whoever you believe in, they want you in the church. If you got that's a smart thing.
Yeah.
You see, if you get a divorce, you go on with your life and marry somebody new. But no, you stuck with this little motherfucker, right? And you can't make no moves because you still married.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? People say, why you mad? Because look what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I really wish I could be here to see it. But the millennials, they're going to be the last ones to see Europeans have control of the country. Millennials, okay?
Mm-hmm. So who going to have control next?
It's going to be like it's supposed to be. Everybody got a piece of the pie.
Mm.
Why you think, look, if you really focus on what's going on, all that's going on is folks getting their stuff back.
Hmm.
Uh-huh. Europeans, we're not indigenous to this country.
Mm, okay.
They took the land, they chased it, and something else they don't tell. I watched the movie on this. You know about them Alamo, right?
Yeah.
Well, Sam Houston told them not to do that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's why I watched these programs.
So why did they do it? Because they wanted to do it?
Because they want to take people's shit, man. White folks ain't worth the time it took to make them. I'm not talking about the 9 months that the mother came. I'm talking about the actual matter. Conception was a waste of time. She should have swallowed that mother. She should have got swallowed up. Mm. I made up by my heart.
Mm.
They are in the way.
Okay.
Every time you turn your TV on, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's something wrong with them. Crow feet in their face. I'm 66 years old. I ain't no crow feet in my face.
Okay.
All right.
Maybe.
This is this stuff. And this is that working. They got crepey skin. Okay?
They got what?
They got a guy coming, huh?
They got what skin?
They call it crepey. You know what crepe paper is, right? You know that paper that's wrinkled it up?
Yeah.
Well, that's how their skin is. They mess up. You like that because you ain't supposed to be here. And for another thing, this nigga, that's how you know it's a guy. Because the other day when Biden was here, I was like, what, if I'd have known about that, I went down and told him, I would have got on him. He didn't belong to me.
Oh, you would have went down there and got on him?
Yeah, are you kidding me?
Okay.
Man, I would have tore his ass up.
So you don't like neither one of them then, apparently.
It's not that I don't like him. He's doing all the wrong things. Why are you in Philadelphia when out west is getting ripped up with tornadoes? This, that, and the other thing. All last week? Oh, man, y'all need to take... Look. Turn the damn weather... I'm going to cuss. Turn the Fox weather station on and look at the weather what the weather we're having. And hoping we don't get none. We next. Y'all, it's about to go down. I'm telling y'all, man. That weather ain't going to stay even like that. If you got places, I just said that Pittsburgh had 12 days of straight rain.
Mm-hmm.
It's places that got rain.
Seattle.
The rain got, no. This is more, that's part of Seattle. I'm talking about places where it don't get rain. Places where it rained 6 or 7 inches in 2 hours.
Mm.
Hell coming out the sky. Biggest baseball bat. You know what I mean? Man, please. They get towed up. See, because we on the East Coast, and we focus on this garbage that's on the East Coast, and the weather folks that's on the East Coast won't open up that can of worms and tell you it's going down. Y'all better start getting ready for it, because it's just a matter of time. If we don't get it this year, damn it, we gonna get it next year because it's creeping.
Okay.
Man, please. Man, y'all better figure the fuck out. Because see, I'm a soldier. I'm laying on the floor right now. My mom said, I'm gonna get a box of the mattress. But I'm getting used to sleeping on the floor. It's in my DNA. I got Chinese and I'm indigenous. I don't care. Man, please, I go up in the mountains. I'm gonna be already told. Like, just to go up in the mountains, he just walk around, eat what he see the animals, and keep it moving. Because mm-hmm. we're really vegetarians anyway.
Right, that's true.
So, I can make it.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Yup, man, please.
So what do you think about, because I read the other day about the oodles and noodles, you can get cancer from them.
I don't care. This air that these people are going to give us cancer, man.
Oh.
I'm not one of them. That's just propaganda. Forget oodles and noodles. And I love you. You know why? Because eating oodles, look. I eat 3 packs of oodles and noodles. Okay,
what?
At one time.
What?
I eat 3 packs at a time. You know why?
No.
Eat 3 packs.
Why you
eat 3 packs? They say that 1 pack is 160 calories. So you're putting calories on. So I eat 2 packs, that's 160 calories. Man, please. Man,
so you eat 3 packs of oodles and noodles?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you got to start training your body for what's going on in your environment, home. That's what anthropology teaches. Anthropology teaches wherever you go in the world, you're gonna find 2 things. The folks know their area and they believe in the creator, which means that we are born from the door to worship something.
Correct. I heard that recently too. Okay.
Yeah. And the difference between us, first of all, the guy that invented the guy that found the double helix. You know, you've seen that before, right? The double helix.
No, what's
the
that?
The DNA.
No.
Come on, Claude, please, really. Tonight you got homework, boss. You need to look. This is what I'm gonna tell you. When you get off the phone tonight, you Google what the double helix look like. Because the guy that discovered that, right, said that we have come too far along, too fast. Okay?
So what that
and
mean?
Not only this, huh? It means that what you know how the ancient aliens said that folks that believe in, that it was aliens here, yeah. And believe that we was taken with, that's what that means. Okay? And he also said, we have junk DNA in us, right? Because they don't know what it is. They ain't swallowed up the decipher.
Junk DNA?
Yeah, they call it, because that's what white folks do. Anything they don't know, they put a bad tag on it. For instance.
Okay.
The Baka, right? The Baka in Africa, they're called the piggy. Because pygmy is Latin for small, but they're really Baka. All right, that's what they do. They call it, and like I said, they call it junk DNA because they can't figure it out. That means you're not smart enough. That means it's ahead of your time, okay? You're not ready for it. You ain't going to figure it out. Why you think they, what you think that stem cell crap is about? They're trying to figure out how to open up that DNA. If they open up that DNA, we really in trouble. They're not smart enough. I show you another example, something that most people who don't pay attention to the small things, right?
Okay.
Let me tell you just how I know that's what they're doing. All right. Whales are mammals. Anything that have mammillary glands or boobs are mammals.
Okay.
The female humpback whale, right? The one that's in that Pacific commercial, jumping out the water, that's a humpback whale.
Okay.
She gives birth in South and Southern California, okay? Because the water warm. Then when she gives birth, she hightails up to Alaska, okay? Because she's going to feed.
Okay.
So that means that damn baby got to be able to grow, right? In a hurry, right? So the milk, that's how potent the milk is. What them jokers did, they took that milk, they genetically modified it. That's how come we got Similac. That was Similac and Enfamil. That's why you got these kids with beards and stuff like that. That's not genetic. That's not genetic. Okay, that's not genetic. How the hell you got a man 20 years old look older than me? I ain't my father.
So you don't
genetics.
You don't think that's possible?
It's possible over time. And if it's in your gene, look at you. Ain't none of your kids walking around looking like wolf, man. Are you kidding me? They think I'm doing right. Let's talk about the damn what is it? The coral that's in the sea. You know them, that stuff that's hard.
Oh yeah, the coral reef. Yeah, what about?
Wait, yeah, they don't fuck that shit up. They don't fuck the water. It's turning white, bro. It's bleaching. And once, everything here is for a reason.
Right.
Okay. They messed it. Look, scientists tell you. By matter of fact, you can Google this one from NASA. You can Google the Great Barrier Reef, right? You can see that from outer space.
Mm-hmm.
It's white as this wall I'm sitting next to. Mm-hmm. And that's not good, because now you're breaking up the chain.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is here for a reason.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Everything is here for a reason. And then, let's throw this on it. Why, the reason they're really mad with China, because China won't take no more of our garbage. It won't take no more paper. It won't take no more plastic. Do you know why? Because you already done messed up the world. You can Google that too. You have so much plastic on the surface of the... It look like it's all a little city up there.
What would they do? What they gonna do with the plastic? Can they burn it?
You can't do nothing. The plastic has an 86,000 year half-life. Half-life means it won't start breaking down for 86,000 years.
Oh, wow.
And it's more than that. Glue stuff under the water. That's why they gave you the weak Nas on with the tilapia. Remember when they said don't eat tilapia? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I don't eat tilapia.
Well, anyway, right? You don't have to. It's just... Listen. That's why they call it the weak Nas. If tilapia got it, all the other fish got it. They said, if you really want to see it, really want to see how bad it is, because the orca is top of the food chain, they said, you open up them, it's nothing but monkey, you can't eat it because there's so much plastic in their bloodstream.
That's not good.
And the folks in Mississippi, right, they got away because catfish is a bottom feeder too.
Yes, it is.
So they farm them, right?
Fake crayfish and shrimps.
Yeah. But see, but they farm that kind of stuff. Man. These niggas have lost their mind. And folks be saying, and that's why I'm glad I'm working again. I get from this front of the seat, I'm about ready to hurt somebody. And I'm on medication. Man, you kidding me? That's why I tell people, right, I do not like to think. Because I start thinking, this is what you get from me. Man, please, I ain't thinking about these motherfuckers.
Well, that's what the podcast is for.
Okay,
we appreciate the information that you're not just giving us, but you're giving the audience as well.
All right, but see, the reason I try to break down on cussing, right? Because Malcolm X said a person cusses because they don't know what to say, and I do know what to say. It's just that it gets me riled up sometimes.
Okay,
you know what I mean? That's why I don't cuss. I stop. As soon as he said that, I stopped cussing right there.
Mm-hmm.
Because that makes sense. I know, because I can tell, I can say things that could make you want to go home and get your gun.
Mm.
Case in point, right? The guy was showing me where to put the black frying pans, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he don't go there. And listen to what I told him.
What'd you tell him?
He showed me, wait. He said, put the black frying pans up under the oven. And not right there. You talking about them Teflon pans that's bunked up? The definition of Teflon means no stick.
Yep.
Okay. So you shouldn't. I shouldn't be looking at burnt Teflon pan. That means you're using too much heat, bro. See, I can talk to you because I like being there. But you're not. But you gonna if you try to make me look dumb, I'm already gonna size you up.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, I'm playing. Cause you want to make me mad? Let me catch you burning a Teflon pot. Frying pan. Do you remember Joyce?
Yes.
This be my. I caught her burning one of my frying pan. She said, if you don't turn that heat down, what my? I said, no, you don't. That first of all, that's mine. So if I tell you, was back then. She never hell in. Leave him alone. That's his. He ain't playing with you. If he said turn it down, you need to turn it down. See, I wasn't on no medicine. I was upside the head. But and it was brand new, bro. The guy got fired. Our first cook got fired. So they used them little fire pans like omelets and they cook omelet pans.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm putting it myself. After I got it for free and it was brand new. You putting up a brand new pan? No, you cannot cook. Man.
Mm-hmm.
And don't let me, and then the other, there's another place that's called The Study. It's on Drexel campus.
Yeah.
The Study is for graduate students. You got to be a graduate student. It's called The Study Hotel.
Right.
But you have to be a graduate student to stay there.
Okay.
This fool turned that corner with that. I said, look, cuz. I think I said, do me a favor, right? Don't bring me no more burnt pans.
Mm.
And that's what I mean. Because I already know why you think. Because the pan done told on you. Wherever that burnt part, that means that it was too hot. And the only reason is you're trying to make me think, right? That you're doing so much work No. You're burning the pan because you know you don't have to wash it.
Bless
okay?
You,
I got in the same battle with my brother.
Bless you.
And,
No, I'm just listening to you. Go ahead. You said.
Yeah.
Argument with
your brother. I did the same thing. I did the same thing to my brother when we was doing roofing work. I'm not cleaning no dirty trowel. No, bro. I ain't used it. You know, put the mop down. No. They trying to be smart. But you won't get my grand. You won't get my grandfather nothing because he gonna cuss you out. You know how he used to talk.
Right.
But that man, he could get. You know how he used to dress. He could go up on the roof and don't get done. Don't get dirty, okay? My grandmother said she ain't never seen him in a pair of overalls. And they from the little town down south where dirt and everywhere, where folks were in that town was low. It ain't happening. You know what I mean? So now where I'm at now is nice and smooth. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I work 2 days, I make $15 an hour, bro. Doing something.
Okay.
I tell them this ain't about me. It's just something to do. What you did. Now I got to get, and now I got to break down. Oh, I'm getting married. You got a wedding to go to.
Okay, that's good.
It's gonna be. It's a Jessica piece.
I will share it with the audience because you're telling it now. Who's the lucky lady?
And next week, the one you remember, Kim. You know, you used to live with Kim, right? Well, Kim used to live with grandma.
Right,
do you remember?
But remember, you're telling it to the audience. You got to explain it to the audience.
Okay. My first fiance, my last fiance, we lived together for 7 years. For lack of a better term, it was like seven. So to find out what kind of man was, she left 16 years ago. So I doubled down. See, I'll prove something that the Bible says. Say, you stay chase, you get what you need.
Right, but let me ask you this. So y'all was broke up for 16 years?
No, she walked away from me in 16 years. Oh, eight.
Right, I'm saying, so... Y'all were separated, didn't talk for 16
years. No, she got up and left.
Right, so I'm saying she was gone for 16 years?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I just wanted to make sure.
She in the neighborhood down, and she close by. On Taney Street.
Okay.
But she came to me when I was... Do you remember when I was living on Lehigh Avenue?
No.
Okay, I was living on... After my grandmother, you know, after the situation with their house, I stayed on Lehigh Avenue for a little while. And she came to me and said, look at this. I said, what you mean? You got to get me out of here. Look at this. I can't stand it. Because she's neat and clean. Don't play that shit.
Okay.
She taught me way before the pandemic, don't touch this nothing going in and out on that. You going in and out on the S. Anything that other people touch, you don't touch. She told me that years ago.
Okay.
All right.
So, explain to the audience like the rest of the story. Come on.
I am. All right, the rest of the story is this. Clive, you can send him the picture of my new apartment.
Okay.
And that's where I'm at right now. Matter of fact, last night was the first night I stayed, cause I was running out to rent on the other place. Not getting nothing for free. Okay. So I've moved in. I'm actually in there now watching TV.
Okay.
Matter of fact, tomorrow when I get up, I go get the box for me a mattress. Cause like I said before, I can sleep on the floor. But you know how our mothers are. My mother don't want me sleeping on the floor. First thing she said, Dexter, you know you're 66 years old. I said, Mom, I sleep anywhere as long as I'm not where I was. I don't talk back to her, but that's what's going on. So I got to get it because she's going to check her. And I got to get a little dinette because I want to stop. Because when you walk in, I want to stay clear like that.
Okay.
I'm going to take a picture tomorrow when I get up and show you how I hooked it up.
Okay.
All right. Because that's how I want it. I don't need a whole lot. I need something nice and new.
Okay. Well, are you fully telling the audience about your lady?
Oh. So what she did, a good woman, right? If she really wants you and really think you got it, really think you, really, this is why they say. We get a certain age, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the reason I'm here, right, because this reminds me of the project.
Oh.
Is where I'm at now. Yeah, because I lived in the project, in the East Wall Project. Mm. And every summer when I did not know, so I had this epiphany, right? My grandmother's older sister lived in the project. I didn't know it was, you know how I found out it was the project?
Wow.
So one day I was walking somewhere, I saw that damn green railing that go around the project.
Mm-hmm.
I said, tell me, all these years was just, what? Since I was like, from the time I was new to I was about 10 straight years, I'm going down south, staying in the projects and not knowing.
Mm.
Okay. And when I first seen that place, you know, they said, go with your first thought, right?
Right.
I said, Dad, who's going to do a job? I said, Dad, I like to live in there. He said that my oldest niece lived in there. My oldest niece, she's married with she's married with two sons. They live in Allentown. I have another niece in there now. But she know I'm in it, but we say it's the way the world is, everybody stick to themselves. That's what, don't nobody have to come visit me.
Mm.
That's why I have to worry about no furniture or nothing. And I'm not being nasty, y'all. It's been 3 years. I've been waiting 3 years to walk around the house naked, okay?
Oh, naked?
I mean,
you've been waiting 3 whole years to walk around?
Yeah, because I like walking around naked. That's natural. We are told to wear clothes. We don't have to wear clothes.
Oh,
we wear clothes because we told to wear clothes.
Okay.
Don't you know, let me tell you something. Don't you know I can mess a child's life up for real? Tell the baby he can wear mismatched socks. Tell the baby that hot is cold and cold is hot. Because they don't like that song said. A child is born with, you know that line. A child is born with a certain state of mind. You don't know nothing. That's why start telling people, don't Google Gaga your child. Because them the first words she said. You talk to a child.
Like
you talk to a regular person. Yeah.
Okay.
You don't mean Google Gaga. Ooh, that makes me mad. You don't do that anyway. It don't make no sense.
Oh, okay.
It don't make sense to you?
No.
You're talking to a child that don't even know what you're saying in the first place, right?
Yes.
Then you're hitting with some stuff that's irrelevant.
That's true.
Are you kidding me? But you want to Google Gaga, you tell us that motherfucker, I'll see how you turn out. All right?
Yeah.
Google Gaga.
So let me ask you this question while I got
you. Yes.
Israel and Iran, what's going on with this situation?
You ever see that movie about the dog? Wait, what? This is what?
Cujo?
You say No. Wag the dog, who had a fake war so the guy could stay president?
No.
It's a movie. It's an actual movie.
No.
And that's what's going on.
Oh.
Okay. That's not their land. Because if somebody with some sense to tell the truth, and if you believe if you believe that Abraham had two wives, right? And the two sons, right?
Right.
Then they are cousins.
Right.
Okay.
So by By them being cousins, you saying it wasn't their land?
No, but if you don't fight your first cousin, look, listen to this. But do you know the basic of, this is basic Bible. All right. Abraham, peace and blessing be upon him, had Sarah, right? And he had the other woman. I can't pronounce the name, right? That's the one that, one child is Ishak, one child is Isaac, okay? Right. But they had the same father.
Right.
So if you got the same father, then y'all related. So y'all first cousins. Okay?
Okay.
But Israel is trying to say that because won't nobody do what I'm saying to you now, right? Tell them that y'all out of order. Because if y'all going to be on the wailing wall that Solomon left, right? Then you can't be fighting them because y'all related. You can't take their land because y'all related. You know why they taking that land? Because you can't be, because you can't be president of the United States without looking out for the Jews, bro. Don't you know that you can't be president? Why you think you should? I wouldn't kiss his ass because you're out of pocket. You taking up, it's bad enough. See, it's bad enough that the white man took the indigenous people land and called them slaves. I mean, called them savages. So now you gonna let this nut nigga, BB. Why you think you call him BB? You don't call no grown man no BB.
BB.
Come on. BB, that's Netanyahu nickname, BB. Are you kidding me? That nigga's out of order.
Wow.
And now his people is trying to get him to stop, but it's too late now. Like Colin Powell said, if you break it, you bought it. He done broke it, so he done bought it. Now he got to go ahead and finish it. And when he, and people that believe that in that land over there, that's where the rapture going to happen. What's the guy? Jerry Falwell? He said out his mouth. And that's why he died 2 weeks later. He said he wanted to fight over there because according to the Bible, if they get to fighting over there, then Jesus Christ, peace and blessing upon him, is going to come back. He's going to have a rap. No, it's not going to go like that. Y'all going to tear that motherfucker stuff up and y'all going to be at each other. And the reason that they brought the Iranians in, because they're looking for a fall guy. Mm. And the reason that Iran is the way it is now is because BP oil, that's not the original name. The guy that when they found that all that oil was in Iran, the guy that was going to take it over after World War II in Iran, he was going to bring capitalism. But the Dulles brothers was a friend of Eisenhower, was a friend of Eisenhower right when McCarthy was doing that communist stuff. Whispered in Eisenhower's ear, said, look, he's gonna bring come. So that's the first coup d'etat of the CIA when they put the Shah Iran in. And the only reason the Shah Iran got kicked out because he started doing non-Islamic stuff. If the Shah Iran would have went with the program, we wouldn't have all this. We're the reason that Iran is messed up. United States. Anything that's messed up in the world, you guarantee you can try to send it right back to the United States. They're in the way. Look at this man. You on my TV, that nigga. Talking about, it's man, you better, look, man. Listen, this is what made me mad with him. You ain't mad enough to say you paid Parton Express. You ain't mad enough to say you bought Coochie, then you need to have your ass warm. Because that's what I did back in the 80s. That's all he's saying.
That's what you did, when?
Listen to me. I don't do no rap. This is how I roll. I meet a girl. I don't want to know how much it's going to cost. I just want to rent for about 8-9 minutes. I ain't going to never tell you I love you, but you will get some money. That's what a real man, this guy, is pumped.
Oh,
that's why they bringing it up. Okay, hush money.
That's what a real man do, you said?
Yeah, what a real man do. A real man ain't going to say, look, bro, listen to me. Let me tell you, why are you paying hush money when you paid for it already?
I don't know,
because
I thought it was prostitution.
It doesn't matter. He could have got any. Look, all he had to do is say, I was in the red light district. The red light district is Las Vegas. The red light district is where Coochie is where prostitution is legal. Are you kidding me? There's all kind of ways to get out of that trap. Come on, he's a dumb. Oh my God, that makes me so fucking mad. You bought it, you paid for it from the first kid. Still just coming like a man, yeah, I bought it. It was good stuff. And she swallowed. I would've told him, you kidding me? Or you gonna take me to court? I would've told him. Because I done paid for it already.
Oh, so yeah, I guess ain't no, no.
No, because he's a punk.
Okay.
He's a punk-ass motherfucker.
Okay.
I mean that shit. And you better... And something else, man. He's scared of his younger son. The one that he just had by his dedicated wife. Because I saw him. Barely. That nigga about... That boy about 6'4". All right? Mm. Look like his mama, okay? That's why you don't see him. Mm. If he pop up, Trump is done. Are you kidding me? And that's what this stupid bullshit did. Oh. All he had to do was train Barron. Because Barron got what we call the law. He has charisma. He's like JFK's son. Mm-hmm. Smooth. You know, you seem pretty good, John FK.
Yeah.
Shoot, that's why they killed him too.
They said that Robert Kennedy is running now.
I don't forget Robert Kennedy. He in the way.
Oh.
He in the way.
Well, why do you believe he's in the way?
Because he is. I know more about politics than he do. He just rides on his name. Are you kidding me? I'm the person that, I'm like Stokely Carmichael, long before from back in the civil rights era. I will rip them niggas a new asshole. Are you kidding me? Mm. I'm the man that they don't want.
Oh, you the man.
That's why. That's right, because I know how to play the game. I've been watching politics from way back. Back with Monahan and Bobby Byrd and Senator Byrd and Strom Thurmond and all them guys who's in there, man. Real politicians. Are you kidding me? These niggas so scared because they just cowards. He just messed the whole country up with that VA. And then Trump messed up the game. Tyson's gonna mess up the game. Something's running smooth. Everybody getting their money. You know what I mean? He ain't doing all this lollygag shit. And something else he don't pay attention to. When Trump gave us the tax break, he said in plain English, it was in for the poor people and the rich people keep getting their tax breaks. Come on, man. If I can remember it, what's wrong with y'all? And another thing, they're already done it to the one woman. She's a Pulitzer Prize winning journalist. You know what they did to her? If you don't tell us who the people you getting your information for, we gonna lock you up. She got fired. You don't fire people like that because you can't get what you want. Are you kidding me? You're supposed to keep the sources in the background. So if you don't keep them in the background, you don't get no information.
Well,
I ain't finished yet.
Oh, okay, good.
Remember, the Pfizer's on, right? The Pfizer was passed by, by Barack. All right. This allows the FBI. If they think you're a terrorist, they can go into your phones and everything and see what's going on. Mm-hmm. They're trying to pass a law now, right? That they can do that to anybody. Go into your stuff without no warrant. We all know. I tell a cop in a minute, you want me? You gotta go get a warrant. Make a judge up. Mm-hmm. But if they pass this law, we done. They're saying that Big Brother's always watching. It's gonna be for real. But I feel sorry for them to go in my job because I ain't got nothing but smut.
Yeah,
smart, and my indigenous, and my big girl, my girls just got the best side of the corn. So you go do what you want to do.
But it's called pornography. Huh? That's called pornography.
I don't care what you call it. And my man, I call it smart. I'll tell you, that's what I'm talking about. Sugarcoat. Don't sugarcoat nothing. Be grown, folks. It's smut. All
right. But they call it pornography, and that's what they like.
I don't care what they call it. Let me tell you another sugar coat, since you want to go with that.
Okay.
All right. What they call it? addicted to sex. No. A nymphomania. It's called a nymphomania.
Yes, a nymphomania.
Right. Sugarcoat. Don't just want always sugarcoat. Don't sugarcoat nothing. And then they talked. And only now, he's the last two. The first one is this. I don't care about your gender. I don't care. But if you don't get the operation, because I've seen two programs on it. If you don't get the operation, get the wing walked off and coochie put in, get your coochie cooks and get your wing on, right, and to the hormone shop, you're not going in no damn bathroom. All right? Because in pornography, you're considered a sissy boy. All right? Because that's what you are. You're a boy that want to be a girl, but when you see a girl, you want to bang her too. You're not having your cake and eat it, so you stand out the bathroom.
Okay, so out right? The bathroom, y'all. Y'all heard them,
right? Yeah, that's right. Right. Bathroom, if you ain't had that, listen, and that's what the problem is. If you ain't had the operation, that's all they have to say.
Audience, if you ain't had that
that's
operation,
all you have to say.
Stay
if you
out the bathroom.
That's right. You know, I don't care what you be, because what they won't tell people, right? We men have an X and a Y gene, right? Sometimes you get a spread as an X and a Y, okay? So then that's what the problem is. They won't tell you that.
So what's the problem?
The problem is this. We men, our sperm is either X or Y, boy or girl.
Man.
Now for some odd reason, these guys are shooting our sperm with an X and a Y gene. So whichever the dominant gene is, that's how you act. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And my favorite example is this one of my supervisors.